my name is Ivan, and you're reaching Local Splash. How can I help you today?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Good, good. Thank you. So I want to see about canceling my account with you guys.
I'm sorry to hear that. Let me go ahead and find the account, and I could definitely help you out with that. Do you have the phone number that's associated with the account, please?
It's going to be 805-714-2685.
2685. Okay. Let me just go ahead and find the account here. Actually, while I find the account, is there any particular reason that you're looking to discontinue the account?
Well, I haven't seen any, what would you call it, any calls come in or any improvement in, you know, since we started, to be honest with you.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Normally, within the first, I would say 60, maybe 90 days, but it's very rare for it to get that long. There are times where the areas can definitely take time to reflect here. Okay, perfect. I did find an account here with the number. It's for J&J Plumbing. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. Just give me 1 second. Okay, perfect. So you still actually have some time on the account. So you're doing perfect actually by calling in before
okay.
The next billing date. Let me go ahead and confirm here. I apologize. I'm just making sure that the Google Business Profile and all the information is up. This will actually include the website as well, right?
Okay.
Did you by any chance get to see the information? Maybe the website, for example?
Oh, well, I did see all that stuff, but like I said, I really, to be honest with you, I get maybe a call once a month, if that.
Okay.
And to be honest with you, two of those, like I got maybe three calls, but for some reason, two of those calls were already customers I already had. So I don't know how it got kind of met, or I don't know how they found the number and stuff like that, or they ended up calling me, but when they called, it said Local Splash. But
yeah, so it looks like they might have used. Yeah, definitely. So the good thing is that they were able to find your information. If it came from the call tracking number, more than likely it's because they found your information on Google, possibly even the website, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, definitely. I agree with you. They might have been old customers, but thankfully they got to find your information. And again, the whole point of this program is to make it easier for customers to actually find you, right? So that's definitely something that I'm taking a look into right now. I definitely do see that you are getting some attraction when it comes to seeing the information. As well, you mentioned that some people have called you back. Something that I am definitely noticing is that there is a verification that's needed for the Google Business Profile. This is something that we would need to make sure that we continue to update the actual service. So it definitely
is. Because I remember before, because it took me like maybe like a month because I got really busy to send all the stuff that they were asking for and uploaded. And I uploaded everything because, man, you guys were blowing up my phone on the weekly. So I uploaded all that stuff. And then after that, never once did I get a call from you guys to check up. So I was like, oh, we must be good then.
Okay. Yeah, normally when I help out my personal clients, right, I give them a call every 10 to 15 days. Some of them I call 3 times a month, right, maybe once a month for others.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if they even offered you this, right, but normally if this is brought up, something concerns you, then I always offer, well, look, I can follow up with you every 10 to 15 days, see how the account's doing. And from there, the communication's actually going to be the reason that the business – the Google Business Profile is more successful, right? So I could definitely
see
that the information is up, Julian. I definitely do see the actual Google Business Profile that needs the video verification. So I would definitely see if maybe you had time to do the video verification for the Google Business Profile. This is something that it will be on Google Maps, right? So you still have until the 11th of April, and again, you should still be able to access the account, right? Would you be able to maybe help us with the video verification?
To be honest with you, I'd rather cancel it. Like I said, because I didn't get any help from that, knowing that. But like I said before, I uploaded all that information. You guys were blowing up my phone every day, and then ever since I uploaded all that stuff, I never heard from any of you guys. So I'm like, well, why am I paying this if I ain't getting any help? If I needed to do that, I've been probably paying for this stuff maybe, I can't remember, like between 4 to 6 months, and it's been four or five months since I uploaded that info, and I have not heard from one of you guys since then.
Wow, no, I'm terribly sorry about that. Like, again, right, normally I do offer to become the, we call it account manager, basically if you
uh-huh.
contact, right? And again, I always follow up with my clients every certain days, right, especially with you, I would maybe set up appointments by calendar, send you confirmation,
uh-huh.
right? So I'm not too sure the last person you spoke to, unfortunately, right, but I could definitely help you out with the account. I can even offer you just a full credit for this month. I wouldn't be able to cover the ads, but I believe I can cover about $199. That would give
mm-hmm.
me some time to help you get the Google Business Profile verified. And again, I'll be your point of contact, so you would only be speaking with me. And I can follow up with you every 5 days, 10 days, right? Every day if it's needed, right? So that is something that we can do as well. If you're interested, I can definitely... from basically this point on, be your point of contact.
Let's just hold off on that, to be honest with you. I just wasn't too happy. So I know it would change, but like I said, 5-6 months, since I started with you guys, and it didn't really change for me. So I'd just rather cancel it.
Not to worry, Julian. I could definitely take that route. The last thing we can do is, if it's best, we can go ahead and maybe either pause the account or just keep the website live. I believe you said that you did see the actual website, right?
I want to say yes, but I'm not 100% sure.
Okay. Because these websites, they're customizable, right? For example, I'm going to send you a link right now so you can see your own website. It's just going to make it easier. And from there, we can actually just maybe, if you like, right, just work on the website. And it is a much lower price. For example, if we do decide to keep it live, it's about $39 a month, right? And again, if you send in photos, videos, we will update it for you, right? That's definitely a plus. And later on in the future, let me confirm, but you should also have access to your website by logging into your client dashboard. And if you're tech savvy, right, you like working on websites, for example, doing your own information, you will also have access to something that we call a website editor. It's on your client dashboard, and you can make changes to the website directly without having to call us, right? So that is something that is part of the package of $39. This would be a price that is monthly, right? So give me a second. The message should have been sent. Okay, perfect. So the message shows that it was successfully sent. You can go ahead and see it, so you can click on it, let me know what you think, because, again, these websites, they're made to be customizable. Okay. Let me know if you get the text, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, awesome. Okay, perfect. Yes, it went to the 2685.
Okay.
Did you get the message?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, okay, perfect. So as you can tell, this is your domain, right? The URL. That's the one that we created for the actual website. And if you open it, you'll get to see your actual website, the content, right? So all the information that we have on the client dashboard is here. But again, if you want to add more images, we would definitely recommend you do so. And even photos. I'm sorry, even videos. Videos seem to grab the client's attentions as well, right? So again, if you're interested in maybe just, holding off on the Google Business Profile, I can go ahead and just keep the website live, and it's at $39 a month, right? And since you still
I haven't seen anything from the website so much too either. That's the thing.
Okay. Now let me go ahead and double check, because it looks like a lot of people were.
I haven't got it so much calls right now, so that's why I'm kind of like.
Mm-hmm. No, I completely see, and I do see that there was one email that you should have received last month on the 17th, from a person named Benny. It looks like that's how the information they left, And the email says something about, I want an estimate to fix or replace the drains in my grandparents' bathroom, right? So, again, uh-huh. The whole point that I brought that up is that it is visible, right? So people are seeing the information. Just by simply making updates to it, it could definitely work out, right? So we do have until uh-huh. the 11th. I would highly recommend that we do that video verification. If you say, you know what, I just want to pause everything now, we can pause your account anywhere from 1 to 5 months. And it's at no additional cost, right? During that pause, there's no charge. And I could even follow up with you, let's say monthly, to see if you're interested in restarting the account. From there, we can even start out a little bit smaller, right? And making sure the Google Business Profile gets verified. And that's definitely at a much lower price. And it includes the website. So it is something that we can do. If I would double check to confirm, but it's around $199 a month, right? So it's about $100 uh-huh. less because it does include the ads. And even from there, I could actually drop it down to $149. But again, it won't include any ads. It would be basically the Google Business Profile, the website.
Are the ads running right now?
Let's go ahead and confirm here. Let me see what type of ads you have. Give me a sec. I believe it's Facebook ads. Okay, yes. So I just checked the actual ads, and they are currently running. There's a few that you can actually see these results on the client dashboard. Have you ever, by any chance, logged into the client dashboard before? Or maybe when was the last
time? A handful of times, but the main thing that, like, when I told them when I set it up, I can't be checking on it, like, on a regular basis. I need, like, the calls and all that stuff is what kind of, you know, what I can take hold of more.
Yeah, for my personal, that's
what I told them. I'm on, like, for me to be checking on this thing, it's because I'm on the field too. I'm not in the office all day.
Understood.
That's the thing that, honestly, today's probably the first time in like 8 months that I've sat down in the morning to catch up on paperwork.
Okay, I understand, Julian. And you know what? I'm glad you called in because I could definitely see that communication basically was the factor in this, right? That I would definitely say it caused the issue of not getting those benefits. So I really do apologize that the agent didn't follow up with you correctly. Again, for my personal clients, I always have everything set up by email, right? I let them know, look, I'm going to be calling you on this day, and they have communication by email. So I do tend to do things differently. And as we're going through your account, right, I'm seeing a lot of different things that we can update and change, right? So so the whole point of this is just so you can see what's going on and simply, hopefully, right, continue with maybe the 3 month of service. Or again, if you need to pause just to give it a few months, we can do that. As well, if you want to take a different route, like the website, we do have different subscriptions that can help you out. That might even be a better fit. For example, the $149 offer, right, it doesn't include Facebook ads, but it basically includes everything else, right? So that would include the service for your website. And again, the website, if you even want to go ahead and restart it from scratch, for example, right, we can. If you have websites that you've seen yourself and that you really like, you can use them as referrals, right, or references, I'm sorry. So that mm-hmm. could definitely take that route. And then again, if you still prefer, you know what, I'd rather talk to the actual website team directly, you can. We can set up appointments so you can speak with them. And they can help you to make changes. And again, you're going to have, you should already have access to the website editor, right? And that's on the client dashboard. So there are some benefits to it. And again, if you feel like, you know what, I just need to take a breather, take a pause, I can pause your account, get back to you in 1 month, 2 months, right? And just keep in contact that way, right?
If I pause it, am I going to get charged anything?
No, that's a good question. No. So for example, I would pause the account for you. And there would be no charges, right? I believe the website will still be visible. The Google Business Profile you'll still have access to. So if you just maybe have some free time on the weekend, for example, and you want to try to do the video verification, you can, right? We're not going to, let's say, remove you from that, okay? Because what we were trying to do is create it for you, actually. In case you ever parted ways with us, that's something that you get to keep, right, the Google Business
Profile. Uh-huh.
So, again, I could pause it, let's say, maybe until August, for example, right? And then I could follow up with you in April, May, right? I could just do a quick call each month until you decide what route you want to take.
Okay, but I won't get charged of $300 a month, correct?
Absolutely correct. You will not be charged absolutely anything during that time that's hold. And since I'm going to be calling you, there's no possible way for it to be, let's say, reactivated on its own or any hidden charges. the day that you tell me, okay, let's start it, we'll start it. If unfortunately you say, you know what, let's just cancel the website, delete everything, then we'll take that route. There's no charge to discontinue.
Okay. Yeah, let's go ahead and pause it for till August, like you said, and like probably come in a month's time and see, you know, how everything is doing.
Perfect. I could definitely go ahead and set that up for you. Just bear with me a moment. I'll send you confirmation. And, oh, actually, did you want to start the pause now, or did you want to start it on the, let's say, the 9th or 10th before your billing date, for example?
Let's just start it now.
Okay.
Before I forget.
Oh, not to worry. Again, I was going to take charge of the account, so from here on out, you probably just have to deal with me.
Okay. Yeah, like I had talked to a lady, to be honest, I don't remember her name. I just know she was bilingual. And like I said, man, before I sent all the pictures, she was blowing up my phone every day. So I uploaded everything and then never heard from any of you guys afterwards.
Yeah, I'm going to send it to review. I wasn't going to tell you that, right, but I definitely do want to send it to review because it's not something that's common. For example, we want to keep in touch with our clients at least once a month just in case things are going south, right? We can have time, enough time to make those changes, right? So I'm definitely sorry, and I do promise you that next time that you restart, you can actually, I'll be the one to contact you. And again, we can set up by appointments, or we can even just let you know what date we're calling. Give me one.
Okay.
So I am still, I'm almost done. Just give me 1 second. I forgot to just save it here. Okay, perfect. So I'm going to go ahead and pause it until August 11th, and then I'll be calling you, let's say, monthly, right? As you mentioned, maybe call you in April. Was that right? Or at the end of April would be best?
Yeah, sometime in April, yeah.
Okay. Perfect. So you should receive a message in a few moments letting you know the account is basically suspended. It's going to say that, but it's actually paused. And then it's going to go ahead and let you – we're also going to send you a message 2 weeks before the pause ends, right? Just in case you need more time, you can let us know. But you don't need to worry about that because I'll be contacting you monthly, okay?
Okay. Sounds good then. Thank you.
Awesome. You're welcome. I hope you have a good rest of your day.
All right. You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.